Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. I got you looking. On me, like I'm the incomplete pyramid. Cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know you'll notice it. So far from limited, platinum without a hit. My triple nap ride, that whole bin split. Acting like you on my team, when you the lying shit. Your fake game is weak, hater you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag balling, rhyme swishing. Like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shooking. It's my fault. Now she hooking. Her snatch is wet while she tookin'. Stuck on stoop like she from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent for the bookin'. Yeah,
Matt Franco, aka Big Stack. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you too says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSFP does that pussy ride. It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Bar Part 2. It's Primo and the MSFP crew. And all the chicks they wanna screw. Hit me and get some juice. So now girl, you know what to do.
promoting on the station. So
And if you followed us from the beginning, I told you guys, I'm a fan of all types of music. I'll spin anything that has a good beat. So I'm a fan of all types of music. Just because I'm a hip-hop artist doesn't mean I don't have love for country. Doesn't mean I don't have love for pop. I got love for all types of music. So... And if you aren't already, you can, besides for following the station at all caps, Big Stats Idol Hour, excuse me, Big Stats Radio is the Twitter handle. Big Stats Idol Hour is our Facebook handle for the station. You should also go and follow the MXFP crew. Either next week or the week after, we'll be simulcasting an interview by a special guest interviewer, Emily Kingsbury Essence, who will be our very special guest interviewer, because the interview that will be conducted is on a group that's heard at the beginning of every show. My own group, the MSFB crew, is going to be interviewed, and not only are you going to hear it on the 70th episode of my YouTube show, Radio MSFP, it's going to be simulcasted as an interview episode here on Big Stats Idol Hour. I don't know about you, Skippo. Are you looking forward for that 70th episode simulcasted here on Big Stats Idol Hour, where we, the MSFP crew, as a whole, get interviewed?
Yeah, sounds like fun.
Yeah. All right. And I'm single and ready to mingle, just in case ladies are wondering. And I just got hit up on Tinder, which is a dating app. So let's see who just messaged me. It'll be a very interesting episode. Let's see who it is. It should be very interesting. Let's see who's Alright, this girl named Emily, which is weird because I actually dated an Emily, and she spelled her name exactly the same way, the traditional spelling. Messaged me. I'm not sure if she has a kid or not. For me, that's not really a deal breaker. I've actually dated once a woman with kids. I love kids, and I don't discriminate when it comes to dating. So, I'm gonna message this girl and say, "Hey, what's up?"
Hey, what up? I'm messaging to this girl.
MSFP crew.
Celebrate. www.xtatidalhour.com. And if you're wondering why I'm talking so, that's because I'm actually typing while letting you know exactly what I'm doing. Alright, and that photo will be live for you in right now. Remember, if you want to see these two new Instagram photos, go to the MSFP Crew Instagram page at MSFP_KR3W. And this Instagram post has been forwarded to my Facebook page as well as the MSFP Crew's Twitter handle. So make sure to go check that out. Right now, I'm going to leave you with these tears for a few minutes. Missy Elliott fans, and the classic song Missy Elliott, Work It, is playing in the background right now. I'm not
tracks where she sings and then rap. Yeah, mix it up a little. She's all cautious now because she thinks I'm gonna try to catch her on the spot singing. She forgets though that I'm the one who records her, so that she has sung on some tracks, and I've heard her singing, and I've even played some tracks on the station. Like a few weeks ago, I played a cover she did of Monkey Wrench, originally by Foo Fighters. Right now we're listening to a little Mariah Carey. Let's see. first, and last time you hear Beyonce Single Ladies on this station. I have nothing against Beyonce. I just think that that song was played out, and that Kanye West was wrong when criticizing Taylor Swift on what song was better. Because honestly, after Taylor Swift's song that she won for that year at the VMAs. I'm just a rapper and a DJ. So if you like what I gotta say, you don't have to. But I'm not the only one who despises that song. You're not I'll prove it to you. I'll prove that my point to you right now. What do you think about the song Beyonce by Beyonce Single Ladies? Be honest.
I hate that.
There you go. Yeah. I was telling the listeners when the DJ just played that I promised that will be the first and last time they ever hear Single Lady played on this radio station. So I think other than her spinning Single Ladies, that the CJ's been doing pretty good tonight. What do you think?
Yeah.
Hey, I think she's about to spin a song that features one of your favorite singers. Hold on. You hear it, right? In the back of this song. Okay. Now that was an epic tease, don't you think? We thought for sure that the next song was going to be blow your mind. This Beyonce song is definitely better than Single Ladies, don't you think?
Yeah.
I'll let you listen to this song. You guys listen to this song, but I'll be talking for a few minutes. Thank you. care to repeat what you just said?
I want a girl that's in her 30s, not her 20s.
Skip us into older women. It is official.
And I'm 25.
Sing it. This doesn't sound like Gwen Stefani, though. What is with DJ teasing us with possible Gwen Stefani moments without putting the Gwen Stefani moments in there? This DJ is a freaking tease, don't you think so?
Yeah,
sure.
Nope.
It's got a good beat, though. What do you think? So this means yes, right?
Yes.
She was nodding yes. Again, this is all audio and there's no video here. And she nods at us again. I swear, both you and this DJ are Jesus. Do you have a response? Do you care to respond?
I'm a tease.
She admits it. She admitted it.
Thank you.
Instagram at this moment. So you'll just have to take my word for it. Skippa is in the party zone. She is straight up in the party zone.
Why does this song sound familiar here?
Apparently we got a throwback. Twerk it, Skip. Twerk it. I think the secret's out of the bag right now. We're on internationally broadcasted internet radio right now. Well, we're going to probably leave you with the rest of this song and skip this confession about liking the Pussycat Dolls song, but alright, as always, if you feel what we're doing on the station, want to help us become a better station, you can donate for that. On a parent website, msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com. Skip is over here cracking jokes while I'm trying to do my outro. Anyways, also, you can donate at that website, msfpinc.com, if you want to help raise money for the startup of my foundation, the Big Stats Cares Foundation, benefiting special needs children with music education. Also, if you want to check out more music by us, the MSFB crew, you can find that on that site, as well as past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour. So you can find that on our parent website, msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com. Make sure to also check out bigstatsidlehour.com on Monday. We're going to have some all-new tabs. Everybody is going to be content related to one of them sets a redirect to our parent website. You'll have to click each button to figure out, but reach into your heart and donate. Together we can make a difference. Until next time, I'm Matt Big Stats Franco, and together with Skippa, we are the MSFP crew. Peace. Oh, yeah.